Venezuela, the sanctions announced against the state-owned oil company yesterday. Is that the right move?
It is. This is continued pressure on Venezuela to have a change in leadership. For years now, the Venezuelan people have been crying out to their neighboring countries to come help us. They have been dominated by a dictator named Maduro, who is a socialist dictator. He has destroyed their economy with socialism there, and it has been exceptionally painful for the Venezuelan people. They have asked for help over and over again. The nations, not only the United States, but all the nations in the region have all stepped up and said, we do not agree with Maduro. He was not actually elected appropriately. There's got to be a transition in leadership. They're recognizing a new leader that is the National Assembly leader, which is their constitutional process. And now it's applying pressure to be able to take the money away from Maduro so that Maduro can't get the money. The new leader can get access to money. And so until those accounts can be transferred over, putting sanctions on Venezuelan oil is entirely the right thing to do.
But do you have concerns about the president's mention of possible military intervention?
We really should not engage militarily in Venezuela. This should be a peaceful transition. Now, the president's made it clear he doesn't want to do a military intervention, but he has to say all things are on the table at this point. The military of Venezuela really holds the future of the people of Venezuela in their hands. If they choose to do bloodshed in the streets, I think there will be a lot of pushback from both the United States and the other countries in the region to say these individuals are not protecting their own citizens. They're attacking their own citizens. And so I think that would call for military engagement. But the military in Venezuela has been restrained at this point, which is a good thing. They can make whatever public statements they want to make. But it is time for a transition in leadership and a peaceful transition in Venezuela.